The earliest travelers to use Roobidoo Pass were probably trappers, traders, and missionaries who took their pack trains up the North Platte River to the Rocky Mountains in the 1820s. In 1830, wagons of fur trading caravans were the first to use the pass and reach the Rocky Mountains, showing the way for thousands of immigrant wagons to follow. The first wagon train through the pass was the Bidwell-Bartlettson Party in 1841. Despite its water and wood, overland travelers were never satisfied with Roobidoo Pass because it took them so far away from the North Platte River. A second gap in the bluffs today, called Mitchell Pass, skirted the base of the highest promontory and lay closer to the river. From 1852 onward, Mitchell Pass was heavily favored, although Roobidoo Pass was occasionally used. Roobidoo Pass was the site of a trading post where supplies could be purchased. The trading post was established by either Joseph, oldest son of Joseph Roobidoo, who founded St. Joseph, Missouri, or Antoine Roobidoo, Joseph's uncle. While the site of Roobidoo Pass traded with Indians for beaver skins and buffalo hides, it also held a temporary monopoly in providing provisions and services to overland travelers. The trading post also had a blacksmith shop on site that offered immigrants an opportunity to make repairs to trail-damaged wagons and 10 foot-sore oxen and mules. The current Roobidoo Trading Post is a reproduction of the trading post that was located here in the early 1850s. You can see the authentic post dirt floor, furs, traps, beads, and cookware that would have been sold at the trading post. This site is one of three old fur trading posts. The second post was located in Carter Canyon. It was inhabited by Antoine Roobidoo, his Native American wife, and their five children. This post was excavated and reconstructed from sketches in 1995. Other trading posts are known to have existed near the pass at the same time as the Roobidoo Trading Post. One such trading post was owned by the American Fur Company. Following the opening of Mitchell Pass in 1851, which provided a shorter trail, Roobidoo Pass and the trading post fell into disuse. Today, none of the historic buildings remain at Roobidoo Pass. Wagon trains and several markers show the original path of the trail. Early accounts of the trip through this area note several burials at the site, two of which can still be seen today, including the Dunn Grave, one of only seven marked burial sites along the Oregon Trail. Tools, wagon implements, bullets, and other materials have also been found in this area. After the Mitchell Pass route was improved, the Roobidoo Pass route faded into obscurity. It was too far out of the way and too far from the water source of the North Platte River. Today, Roobidoo Pass lies on private property, but it is still accessible by the general public, who are encouraged to respect the wishes and rights of the owners.